Well, I'm sitting outside the ground here in the sunshine, all very pleasant, I have to say, with Alan, Steve and Lawrence. First of all, you know, this ground, you know, it's got a bit of a reputation, but it's all very pleasant here today.
Well, it's actually the first time I've been to Millwall, and I just thought the way we're playing at the moment, I've got to do it. So it's fine, absolutely fine at the moment.
And what a great run the Albion are on.
They are, let's just hope it continues. This is probably one of the best sides that I've seen put together, and I think obviously Gus knows what he's doing, and foreign influence is certainly showing, isn't it?
Certainly is. They ground out a win on Tuesday night at Watford, and that seems to be the sort of game, if you can pick up 3 points, perhaps a sign, old cliche, sign of a good side who gets points when they're not playing particularly well.
Well, I agree with that to some extent. I've heard quite a few people saying in the week that they thought Brighton were a tad fortunate. I was there. I don't strictly adhere to that. I think we played a containing game. We caught them on the break. It was very well organised. It was very professional. Yeah, Watford played a lot of balls into the box, but Cushack really was hardly tested in 90 minutes. We had 4 clear goal-scoring opportunities. We didn't take any of them. I think we got a deserved penalty. I think it was a decent performance.
Let's look ahead to today, because it could be a similar sort of game here today, really. A Millwall side struggling at the wrong end of the table, and a fearsome reputation here at the New Den.
Very unpredictable side to play against. I mean, they took us apart at the goals at the Amex last season. I don't think it's going to be an easy game. I think we might ease it this time, maybe 1 or 2 nil. But they're not to be underestimated. Mill are a good side. Kenny Jackett's not a mug. He knows what he's doing, and I think it's going to be an entertaining game for both sets of supporters.
Craig McHale-Smith and the strikers getting all the headlines, but I just feel at the back the Albion look a lot more solid this season.
Very, very good at the back. You look across there, it's international, isn't it? You know, Bridge and Salter on the other side. And then the two weak links are Greer and El Abd. Well, I mean, that is just so positive, isn't it?
So what about today? 3 points?
I'd love 3. I said before Watford I'd take 4 points from these two games, and I still stick with that. But it's not beyond us to take 6 points from these two games.
Well, fellas, enjoy your coffee or whatever you're drinking, and enjoy the game. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure. Thank you. Thanks.